All of Idaho's legislative seats were up for grabs in yesterday's election. The legislature already leans heavily Republican, and after votes were counted, it became even more so. A handful of Democratic seats turned Republican. In some of those, longtime Democratic incumbents lost their seats. Other formerly Democratic seats that were open turned GOP. We checked in with legislative expert and Boise State University political scientist Gary Moncrief before the election to look at the lay of the land in the legislative races. I spoke with Moncrief this afternoon for an update.
A few weeks ago, we had talked about some of the districts to watch, and we had mentioned in particular District 5 and District 6, and both of those were definitely in play. Democrats lost a Senator Dan Schmidt in District 5, which is basically Latah County. And then in 6, they lost both of the House seats, including John Rushi, the minority leader. We had mentioned that he's always in a tough fight, and this time he lost, and he actually lost pretty heavily. So in 29, the Democrats lost a House seat. They had an open seat in the Senate, but they retained it. They lost a House seat. So altogether, the Democrats lost, by my count, 6 seats overall. That's one senator, one seat in the Senate, and 5 in the House. So again, according to my count, that puts them at 6 senators down from 7 and 10 House members down from 14. So yeah, so things don't look particularly good for them at this point. That's a definite blow, particularly on the House side. They lost, you know, about a third of their members on the House side. So that's a tough day.
Is this as bad as it gets for Democrats in the Idaho legislature? Have we seen worse than this in numbers?
Oh, maybe 12, 14 years ago, the Dems were actually down to 4 at one point in the Senate, and I referred to them as the card table caucus, and that's a tough row for them. They lost their minority leader in the House. They have dwindling numbers at this point. In a year where I think they actually kind of legitimately could expect to have picked up a couple of seats, you know, it's got to be demoralizing for the members that are still there. I'm sure they'll fight the good fight.
What does it mean day to day in the Idaho legislature with fewer Democrats compared to the supermajority of Republicans?
One of the places where this makes a big difference for them is in committee assignments. They just get spread so much thinner at this point, and in some committees now there will probably just be one Democrat on the committees. So it's a very tough thing for them. If you look at this nationally, the Democrats thought they were going to pick up maybe 10 or 12 legislative chambers out of the 99 that are out there, Nebraska being unicameral, and they only picked up one chamber net. They lost a few here and there, and they picked up a few here and there, and there was just a one net chamber gain for them. So it just wasn't a very good year for Democrats, unless you were in Hawaii, where the Democrats took out the only Republican that was there in the Senate. So Hawaii now has a Democratic Senate that is literally Democratic. There's no Republicans in it at all. I think it's 26-0. But that's the only little bright spot I see out there for the Democrats at the state legislative level.
And bottom line, what does that mean for Idaho and the Idaho legislature?
Well, it doesn't make any policy difference at all. I mean, you already had an overwhelming majority of Republicans in the House and Senate and in the governor's office, so they had very strong unified government to begin with. Yeah, you have to have a certain number of people. I mean, this actually depends on the rules in a particular chamber. The rules are different in different chambers about amendments that you can offer and holding the floor and essentially, you know, various ways to filibuster. But you have to have some numbers in order to pull that off. And the numbers are dwindling at this point. So I think it makes it even harder. I know the Democrats are very frustrated that they feel they don't get heard quite often, that their bills don't come out, that in committees they don't get taken seriously, I think is probably the way they would put it, from time to time. And so it's, you know, I think it's going to be more of the same.
That's BSU Professor Emeritus Gary Moncrief.